we can move on to the business. With that, we'll move on to the business portion of the meeting. We have the consent agenda, which consists of the board meeting minutes of October 5th, 2023, as well as deferred compensation 457 plan adoption agreement for the Park Conservation District. I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Mr. Chair, this is Trustee Stroff. I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
The motion has been made to approve the consent agenda. Is there a second? Mr. Carey, motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approval of the consent agenda as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Same sign. Hearing none, the consent agenda is approved. We'll move on to item B, the board committees. We have committee. Do we have committee updates? I said, Mr.
I'm number three here.
Oh, you're on the number three.
Mr. Chairman, the Personnel Committee has not met. That's chaired by Trustee Woods.
Okay.
You guys have had a policy committee meeting back in October, and then there was yesterday's audit committee. So however you'd like to handle those, we certainly could take a vote on the policy committee meeting minutes and then move into the audit committee.
Okay. I wasn't sure who the board chair was on the other committee on this thing. So thank you for clarifying that. I am the board chair on the policy committee. I said we did meet and said we have an audio recording of that meeting. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the policy committee meeting of October 4, 2023.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Okay. The motion has been made to approve by Trustee Carey. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Stroff. Stroff has seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the approval of the policy committee meeting minutes of October 4, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, same sign. Hearing none, the minutes of the policy committee meeting of October 4 are approved. Okay, moving on, we did have an audit committee meeting. I'll turn that over to Chairman Stroff regarding the audit committee meeting that we had yesterday.
Vice Chair Hippo, thank you. So as mentioned, we did meet yesterday. Committee person Maggie Peterson was via remote. The other two committee members were in attendance, and then we had numerous staff also. There were 20 audit findings that Kyle presented to us. Five of those came in with no findings. 15 of those had findings. There was a heavy load on school districts in this particular pool, and we had our typical issues in regards to those audit findings. Quite a few school districts had optional memberships that had not been offered to members as required. We had missed reporting in some certain circumstances. We had some codes that were mixed up in regards to the employees. And then we had a couple payouts that were categorized as pensionable when they should not have been pensionable. Out of that discussion, a question did come up in regards to the optional memberships that if an employee then does choose to become a member, they are requested to pay in what that difference is. But the question that I think Kyle is going to dig into further and give us clarification on, can that employee be required to pay into that? Or is that just optional on the employer's standpoint, and the employee's standpoint, excuse me. Later, we also had a few questions and discussions that came up, a lot of it tied around education. I would say the high point out of that discussion was input from different staff members that there is tremendous collaboration amongst the different departments within MPARA. And I think we're moving in a positive direction in regards to the structure of our education models. Our on-call staff or our call center staff is going to have additional resources available to them so that they can offer further and more applicable services to our employers. which did not sound like it was part of the original structure of our education program. So I think that was of note and of interest when we talked about that yesterday. We finished the meeting with benefits and refunds audit. The benefits came out as expected, operating well within the standards, no issues there. And there are some questions in regards to the refunds, but staff wants further time to dig into that more specifically and then come back to us with a more detailed report on that. Both the audits of the no findings, the audits with the findings, and the benefits and refunds were approved by the committee. And that concludes my report.
Thank you very much, Trustee Strode. Any questions? Any questions for Mr. Hartsey? He said, you know, he was the one that provided the presentation yesterday, or the hearing none. We'll move on. Is that entertain a motion to approve the audit committee meeting actions of yesterday?
So moved.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. Motion has been made by Trustee Alpin. Second, Trustee Gold. Any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor of approval of the audit committee action meeting actions taken yesterday, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, same sign. The motion passes. The audit committee meeting actions are approved. Move into the next item is the discussion. We have first on our agenda, the IT systems update from Mr. Swenson.
Morning, Mr. Vice Chair, members of the board. For the record, David Swenson, IT Bureau Chief at Ampera. A brief IT systems update. Things are, you know, we're staying the course pretty well. Things of note, more or less on an annual basis, Agitech, our vendor, releases a framework upgrade. The framework is kind of the core part of our system. And it's a minor update. It's like going from 6.013 to 6.023 or something. It fixes things within the core that we don't have visibility into. It's something that Agitech maintains, and we're scheduled to roll that out this weekend. Last board meeting, Chairperson Peterson asked that I give a little more visibility into how we're achieving our tasks and getting our work done. Since the last board meeting, we've had approximately 80 tickets that were opened. In that same time frame, we closed roughly 55 tickets. And interestingly, of the ones that were in those two numbers, they were both open and closed in that time frame versus 21. I did a comparison to the prior 2 months period since the board meeting prior to that. Tickets opened at 77, closed at 78, and open and closed in that period was 25. And then I looked at it from year to date since January 1st. We've had 426 tickets open, 310 were completed, and open and closed since then is 231. Staffing changes. Ashley Ann Goddard had joined us this week, or last week actually. She comes to us from the private sector. She's an IT systems / business analyst. She's done similar work in her prior role, and we're really happy to have her aboard. We have also extended an offer, and he has accepted a software developer. Nicholas Brown will be coming to us from DEQ. He will be starting right after the first of the year. And sadly, I'm both happy and sad for one of our staff, Judy K. Schofield, who has been a state employee for 41 years, 15 of those years here at Ampera, is retiring tomorrow. Her last day is tomorrow. She's actually officially retiring, I believe, at the end of the year. So I believe she started as a COBOL programmer way back in the day and has been a database expert for us on our legacy system. She's been invaluable. We'll miss her. That concludes my update. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Swenson? Thank you for that update.
Thank you.
Next, we have the budget review. Welcome.
Good morning, Board Chair members.
Good morning.
The record, Holly Ressler, Fiscal Bureau Chief. I will be presenting the first quarter budget. On the first page is just the summary page, so you can see we're 15% expended overall, so we're doing fairly well. Our right now cap is, that's reverting to the trust at this point, is $1.1 million. We're just getting into it, so it's pretty clean. Are there any questions with the summary? Otherwise, I'm going to move to the last page and kind of talk about a few details. So we try to put comments in here of if we paid for everything, if we paid for the first quarter. So as we kind of go down, you'll see that some of the stuff we've already paid for the quarter. One thing I was pointing out is the second line item is for our insurance and bonds. You'll see that we actually have a fee holiday for the year, so we will have no expenses. Risk and torts received a settlement, and they're trying to reduce those reserves, so they're giving us a fee holiday. Continuing on down, I mean, the only other thing that's over expended at this point is halfway down the page, our ITSD asset broker. We budgeted DocuSign in a different category, so we actually had it up above in the enterprise fund. We try really hard every year to figure out where they're going to allocate, why we budget, and sometimes it just doesn't work out. So the money's there, it's just not in the right pot from an expense perspective. Otherwise, everything else, I would say, is pretty clean. Do you guys have any questions?
Thank you, Holly. Does anybody have any questions regarding the budget? Everything looks very good at this point, so thank you for that.
Thanks, Holly.
Next on the agenda, EAC verbal update, Mr. Hollihan.
Sure. Mr. Vice Chair, members of the board, I'm pleased to announce the implementation of our new fund lineup. Our investment menu design changes are moving along very smoothly. All of our participation agreements with our new fund managers have been entered into to include Arrow Street, PGIM, Fidelity, and State Street. This process will include the addition of 10 funds that will actually replace 18 existing funds. But keep in mind, our target date funds are staying in the lineup as well as their stable value options. So not all funds are going away. So the actual turnover of funds is going to take place on two separate days, January 26th and 29th of next month. And then the new funds will be added to the available investment lineup after market close of January 26th. The other thing I want to highlight is that we've been conducting webinars with Empower for all of, you know, our participants. We had one scheduled for December 8th, and I've been told we had an excellent turnout. We have one scheduled for today, December 14th, as well as December 18th, and then we'll have three additional ones in January. I've gotten a few phone calls about the investment lineup changes. It hasn't been a ton. Everyone I've spoken to have explained our rationale for doing what we're doing, the type of asset exposures that they would have in the new funds, and everyone has been very well receptive to it at this point. So that's great.
Okay, I do have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was wondering, my point of curiosity on how has it been, received as far as the changes on these things, because, you know, sometimes change can be scary.
Absolutely. You know, I think the knee-jerk reaction when you see something like this is, oh my gosh, where am I going? I love this fund, right? I've been in this for 20 years. I think what has been easily explainable is that we are putting someone, if their existing fund is going away, we're putting them in a fund or a CIT that has the same asset exposure. Your fund was tracking the S&P 500, we're putting you in one that's doing the exact same thing. And the bonus for the participant is that we're cutting expense ratios down. And one really good example, I had a conversation this week with a gentleman. He was in the Parnassus Core Equity Fund, and we'll be moving him to State Street S&P 500. Both track the S&P 500. He's paying 62% gross expense ratio. We're going to bring that down to 0.01%. So a tremendous cost savings for our participant. He was blown away by that. So that was great.
Oh, one other question.
Yeah.
He said, you know, we heard from Dan earlier today. How much interaction do you have, does the EAC have with the Board of Investments?
Not much.
Oh,
I'll be honest. Other than sharing an investment consultant, and I can tell you that the 9 years I've been here, that we have the best investment consultant we've ever had in my time here through RV Coons. The Board of Investments doesn't try and provide advice about fund managers or anything like that. They've never kind of gotten out of their swim lane of any suggestions. Although, you know, I'm happy to talk with them at any point if they did have productive ones. But yeah, it's kind of a separate ball game.
Anybody else have questions? Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Holohan. I guess I don't know if you're covering for Director Swindon, are you covering for Maggie as far as investments verbal update, or have we adequately covered that?
I think we've covered that. I do have a couple of comments that I'll share with the board, Mr. Vice Chair. Dory Swindon, Executive Director. Mr. Holohan and I met with the governor's budget office on November 8th, and we had a pretty good status update with them regarding the Moody's bond ratings that come up annually. And of course, the pension structures are a very significant part of how the Moody's rating system looks at the state of Montana. So we had a very good meeting with those folks, talked to the budget director on a couple of occasions, even saw him last evening out at a birthday party. So we have a good relationship with the budget office. We're over there quite often. Day before yesterday, Mr. Holohan and I fulfilled part of our responsibility in presenting the annual actuarial valuation to the Board of Investments. We were there
yesterday.
Yep, yesterday afternoon, and Director Villa reciprocated with his required report to us today. So we've accomplished that. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, we go before the Legislative Finance Committee to complete that that requirement, and we're going to present the actuarial evaluation again at that meeting. Staffing, we've gone through a little bit of that. We had a couple of retirements. Dave mentioned one. We're also losing a long-term benefit analyst, Cheryl Johnson, whose husband retired about 3 months ago and has convinced her to go. Three new hires. Mr. Swenson mentioned the IT hire. We also have two young benefit analysts that have come on board. I think pretty relatively new out of school, a math major and a business science major. They have just started their work, and so we're excited about having some young, well-educated staff moving into the benefit analyst. We're also advertising for a financial auditor in the accounting section, and that's out there right now. Mr. Chairman, that's my brief report today.
Okay. Is that a new position, or is that the replacement of an existing position?
It's not a new position. We have an area that audits all of the benefit payments before they go out the door, so that's what this position
is. Ooh, okay. Well, thank you very much. Any question? Oh, Trustee Struve.
Well, I'd like to take the opportunity. It's not a question, but it's a thank you to Executive Director Dory Swindon. We talked a lot about this yesterday, and I think there's other people in the room that deserve to hear the same conversation and the compliments. You have put together a team and culture and an environment that I think leads to what we have requested and discussed, at least as long as I've been on this board, and that is to move forward in a progressive manner. But what I heard yesterday went out above and beyond that. Staff, team members, actually looking and problem solving and bringing solutions to the table, not necessarily waiting to be requested or directed to do something. And I find that very refreshing. And I think it's unique in today's world. Unfortunately, I would like to see more of it across the board. So thank you. And thank you to your team. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for saying that. We have fun every day. We work hard and we enjoy working with one another. So it's a pleasure and an honor to be in this position. So thank you for the recognition.
Okay, we'll move on. Informational items, we have updates, board meeting, February 8th, 2024, and a few other meetings. Mr. Director.
Mr. Holohan will have his EAC meeting in January, and I mentioned that the Legislative Finance Committee is meeting today. Started, I believe, with the budget office update regarding the revenue status, et cetera. And then they go through each of their committee chairs and what those subcommittee budgets are. And then we're on for the afternoon session. Legislative Audit Committee meeting January 23 and 24. We're not going to be presenting at that one.
She didn't know if we would or would not be yet.
Yeah, we have just finished the audit. And I'm not certain that Director Bill is right about being the most audited.
I was going to take issue with that as well.
Yeah, we gave him a pass there. And Holly can tell you how much auditing we do here. But we constantly have auditors here. And it's been it's a good exercise and a benefit to us. So I guess we're uncertain as to whether or not our audit is going to be heard at that full Legislative Audit Committee meeting. But I can tell you that we've come out of it with a clean audit and no recommendations once again. So we're pleased about that. SABA Committee meeting, and that will be with some of the members from the Legislative Finance Committee on the Senate Joint Resolution for Pension Studies over the interim. That will meet January 25th, and I'm quite sure that we will be at that meeting to listen to the ideas that they're talking about and perhaps provide some expertise. That's what I know about those upcoming meetings, Mr. Chair.
Oh, thank you very much. Is there anything else, you know, that you need to bring to the attention of the board or that I've overlooked, you know, as far as the agenda is concerned?
No, sir. You've done a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you. And we're way ahead of, and we're somewhat ahead of schedule on this thing. If there is nothing more, I said the following portion of the meeting relates to matters of individual privacy. As acting board chair, I have determined that the demands of individual privacy clearly exceed the merits of public disclosure. As such, the next portion of the meeting will be closed. Thank you very much. And have a wonderful holiday season.